will be asked during the lesson.
Yep. We continue our study on how to come closer, how to approach the Creator, which is really the entire process we have to go through. This process includes the time of preparation, and later ibur inikamuchin, conception, suckling, and adulthood. So that instead of that ego the Creator created in us, we need to replace it with its opposite quality. And in that we understand and we feel that everything we've had heretofore, our egoistic feelings, has to be replaced. And the Creator intentionally created in us the evil inclination so that against our ego, our evil inclination, our thoughts, our desires of self-love, we would feel how we can gradually change self-love for love of the Creator through the love of others. And the other also, we understand, does not exist. However, the Creator created such a reality through which we can come closer to recognizing Him, His awareness. And therefore, created the evil inclination is the necessary preparation, as we see in the story of Egypt. As Abraham asked, how shall I know I will inherit it? How can I connect with the desire of Yeshakel, Israel? Only by, as the Creator said, I prepared for you a state called the exile, by which you would feel what it means to be opposite the desire to me. You will feel the transition of hate, the display of hate to love, towards love, hate towards connection, hate to all my qualities, the Creator tells Abraham, and from that you will begin to discern specifically from a thing and its opposite, as the advantage of light from darkness. You will begin to distinguish where am I and where are you. And by that you'll be able to come close to me in each and every detail of this nearing. And this is called the work of the Creator. As we learned and read, and as I spoke today, this has to do with the process of Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin. When we feel like a woman who conceives, how much that part of her that now develops, how it becomes precious, valuable, her body starts to work according to how should this embryo be raised. From that we need to understand that our entire work in all the desires, all the thoughts, all of our intentions, gradually the Creator would fill all these desires and intentions and thoughts that I had from myself constantly. I used to think it's all me, me, me. In place of that, I wish I perform various actions so that my thoughts, desires, and intentions will be in Him, the Creator, the Creator, the Creator, until we feel that we are conceived in Him. There begins to develop in us a desire to bestow. And the sensation of the Creator is the most precious thing. This feeling begins to fill us gradually, in parts, sometimes yes, sometimes no, so that we would notice more clearly and in all those discernments. We need always to get to know a thing from its opposite, as the advantage of light from darkness. So we have to observe. Do we have such moments where we are drawn to the Creator, to the force of bestowal, to the fact that this embryo would start growing in me, so that I will be like a pregnant woman who constantly cares? This precious thing will grow in me more and more. Am I in it? In other words, am I becoming more and more aware that only the greatness of the Creator in my eyes, for that to grow more and more, that could save me, can advance me, bring me to the truth, open my eyes, and direct me at the purpose of life? What else did I want to say?
זאת אומרת, כל העבודה שלנו בלבנות כלי דהשפעה.
Meaning our work in building a vessel of bestowal.
לתהליך.
Is what we.
של הכניסה להיריון.
Liken to the process of conception, meaning zivug, coupling, mating, and conception, the process of gestation, nine months, birth, and in that way I build in place of my egoistic desire to receive my desire to bestow. That's how we shall advance toward the realization of things. There are many interesting processes here. It's recommended as quickly as possible to try and reach this emotionally. And to understand that this is how we advance towards the vessel of bestowal. The main thing here, in general, what can advance me is the greatness of the Creator. Meaning that tiny embryo that has to grow in me will fill this egoistic desire and gradually take over me. Rule over me until the Creator will be conceived in me for your sake. Answers. Because in these stages that we're talking about in the last week, we are going through big changes. There are those people who are feeling it, those people who are feeling closer to these states, and those who only hear it, and there are those who don't even know how to hear it. They don't have those discernments that I'm talking about. So it's better if we follow your questions rather than my talking. Okay, let's answer Kiev as usual.
Вы сказали, что вот этому Ипуру предшествует зевук. Что это за зевук у нас?
Рав, you said that before the conception there is a coupling. What's the first coupling we have to have in order to go into conception?
Very simple thing, actually, that I am entirely. I'm the will to receive in order to receive, and I have to go through a process whereby this will to receive will be filled instead of in order to receive with in order to bestow. This means that in place of the evil inclination, my desire will be filled with the good inclination instead of the intention for myself, the intention for the other, that which is outside of me. Instead of this introverted quality, an extroverted quality, all my intentions, desires, concerns will be aimed in this way. Simply for the Creator to seem to me as great, as important, as precious, and I would gradually feel that I'm starting to love Him. You can compare it to how it's happening in our world. We begin to fall in love with someone. I suddenly notice that he takes up more space in my thoughts, my desires, my plans, various internal sensations. This dear, precious thing gradually begins to fill me more and more, and it's similar to an embryo that is beginning to develop in the mother's womb.
We have a common desire in the ten that's been conceived in us, or we are in it.
As a result of my investment in the ten, I begin to appreciate more what is this force of connection between us that dwells between us,
a
force that is holding us together, and through appreciating this state as the corporeal state, we are connected, and this brings us corporeal and spiritual benefit. From that I begin to appreciate this force that dwells in us. When I see that this force has independence, a personality, it exists even outside of us. It's likely it exists in all of our reality, in the air, in creation. And I'm starting to appreciate it, this force that can descend on the group, grab us, hold, and bring us closer, connect us. This force becomes more and more precious to me, and I call it the Creator, the upper force, becoming more conscious of when it's coming and performing various actions in us, and on that depends our success. And if we would not have such actions between us, we would not be able to do anything. It all depends on Him. Meaning the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, and only that can save us.
And
I only need to attain the greatness of the Creator in my eyes, and then nothing else matters, because I depend only on that.
each time this force comes into a connection between us in the ten.
Not now. It's still in the distance. But I have to come closer to this. I have to go through states of ascent and descent, distancing, annulment, again coming close again. This is a process. Where the topic of coupling, mating, the way we impregnate a woman, even this corporeal process is so special and requires.
Feelings.
Of course, I'm an egoistic desire entirely, a will to receive in order to receive. All of us, each one according to his measure, his quality, his character. What do we need here? We need to carry out various actions, which is what we're learning about, what we're doing in this process, in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And we need to perform such actions so that our internality will begin to change. It's beginning to change by something happening on the outside, which is called the reforming light, surrounding light, an external general authority. I don't understand it much. I don't feel it. I can only say that my actions that I have to perform should be such that gradually I will feel that something in me is changing. How come? Because it's changing from my care for my beastly self when I'm in the still vegetative and animate degree, and I have to grow the point in the heart, as you call it, the beginning of the soul in me.
Then
I have to grow the will to bestow the beginning of the soul through various external actions, as we do even with plants, let's say, or with animals. We have to start from a seed. Anything that develops has that seed. And we have to nurture that seed. That's what we have to do. So they say, if a person has that kernel, that beginning of the soul, then the Creator brings a person to the good fortune, to the group, and he says, take it. Place yourself from this moment on correctly in the group. More and more worry about the development through this environment, through the influence of the correct environment on a person. If you do that, you'll begin to develop. And if we listen to what Kabbalists are telling us, if we organize ourselves in this way, then we develop. And we have examples. Sadly, I see that there are those who take these words as nice text, no more than that. And there are those who take it seriously. And truly keep their connection with the ten, and in general with our great environment. They participate as much as they can, and by that they
Rav, Salom Javerin, Rav, hablado de deseo e intención.
Hello, fellow friends.
He
talked about desire and intention.
Gracias.
Is there an intention in the embryo in its mother's womb? It still doesn't have consciousness.
Of course, there is an intention. A person in his mother's womb, it's called a big man, let's say in his 40s, who is now starting to care about his soul, his spiritual part in him, how to develop it. And then he is starting to care about that part. He has a point, a drop of semen, but this drop has to grow, has to be given conditions for growth. These conditions are the group, the environment, as we learn about the influence of the environment, about a person from Baal Sulam and Rabash. Therefore, to the extent a person can take his small desire for spirituality and plant it in the correct environment, organizes this environment, this correct environment around this desire, by that he awakens the action of the womb on the drop of semen, and he begins to develop. And he feels how he's developing in that. And from that desire, he begins to develop the desire to bestow, which is called the spiritual embryo, a desire to bestow. And then a person begins to feel more and more that he's willing to make concessions, beginning to feel the importance of the friends, of the ten, and of the Creator. The Creator becomes the most precious thing for him in his entire life. There's no more than the Creator in this reality. The most important thing is him. And how many times a day he's thinking about it, how much it fills him, how much it grabs him. Accordingly, he measures his stages of development. Brazil.
Olá, querido Rave, boa noite. A pergunta é, quais são esses atos que o Rave está falando e como sempre aumentar a grandeza do Criador a todo tempo?
Hello, Rav. The question is, what are the states we go through and how can we increase the greatness of the Creator in the ten through each of them?
Only by our common work in the ten, only from the friends, from the books, and these actions, both. With these actions, I can gradually acquire an impression of the greatness of the Creator, so that only this can save me from my current state and transfer me from the feeling of this world to the feeling of all reality in its entirety. Only this process we have to go through by the influence of the environment. Latin 5.
Shalom, Rav. Pregunta de la escena. El alma
se está
en nosotros o entre nosotros.
Tirgum.
Translation.
Please repeat.
Sí, pregunta de la escena. ¿El alma se desarrolla en nosotros o entre nosotros?
A question from the ten. Does the soul develop within us or between us?
The soul develops in each and every one, individually, relative to the environment, and relative to the environment in a more general way. And then later we discover in this attitude towards bestowal, towards the Creator, the upper force, to our environment, we begin to discover in it various relationships, which means the embryo is growing, developing, and later is born. All of this relative to the force of bestowal from us toward the other, toward the Creator.
magdilim o
migdalim. This means that we
You said that in the last week we've been going through many changes, that some already feel, some listen, some have no discernment. How do we realize such spiritual processes and with such a large number of people where each one is on a different level? Does it matter if each one understands differently?
Yeah, there are a few things here. We are all spiritual system that is developing and entering in general into the last generation. Through the last generation, this is the general development of the souls. There are those souls among us, the souls of the ancient Kabbalists, all the way up to Baal Sulam, who have reached the end of correction. And there are those who are less than that, and there are those like us, and there are those who haven't started their spiritual development. And all of this is one soul that is developing in the general system called Adam. And it's working according to the order of corrections. Dudi.
Yeah, so it shouldn't bother us if each one understands or grasps or feels differently?
No. Each and everyone in his place, don't worry about it. Each and everyone simply needs to ensure that, how to put it, that he feels, carries out his role to the best of his abilities, his role relative to the general vessel where the Creator dwells, the general force.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend is asking, how can we attain Creator's greatness in 10 when we have no knowledge about him?
We need to follow the advice of the Kabbalists who tell us what to do. Just like in our world, if not for the parents who care about babies, the embryo, all these various external systems, if they wouldn't care about the correct development from the drop of semen onward, we would not develop, we would not be alive today. So we have to see these systems. Some of them are working naturally. The Creator has arranged for that before us. And some of it depends on our development, to the extent we are making our own efforts. And on this part, this portion that we have to take upon ourselves in our development, this part we should take it into our hands and do it. And here is the problem, since we are not attracted to it just yet. We do not understand the importance of our individual efforts. We seemingly wait and expect these changes to take place without our participation, and that is a problem. Let us hope that we will understand that it all depends on the effort of an individual, or the effort of an individual 10, and so on and so forth. Ashkelon 2.
Rav, I think you just answered, but I'll ask again anyway. The measure of my feeling, does it depend on my individual effort or the 10's effort?
The success depends on the 10. But to the extent you awaken the 10, to that extent will be your success. And if the upper one is preparing the 10 for you, and whether or not the 10 wants to, you need to try and bring it to the desired state as much as you can, and see the Creator as your partner on this. Since on the one hand, he is arranging the 10 and the disturbances along the way, and on the other hand, he arranged it for you so you would need his. In fact.
Да, такой вопрос. Если фараон хочет властвовать во мне, как мне может помочь десятка, чтобы...
If Pharaoh wants to control me, how can the ten assist me to release from his grip and come to the control of the Creator?
Each and every one, if each and every one of you in the ten wishes and is capable of developing a desire to come out of the rule of your ego, even to a small extent, then eventually you are able to connect these desires and deal with Pharaoh according to let my people go so they can worship me. So when the Creator begins to reveal himself out of the connection in you towards Pharaoh, as it's written in the Torah, in the Bible. And then you'll begin to feel that with the help of the upper force, you're capable of exiting Egypt, the rule of the ego. All this is individual and general discernments, but internal. And they lie inside your understanding and your desire.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you very much. Our teachers write in the books that an embryo has no mouth. Can you explain? Is this a condition? Is this our operation not to open our mouths? Or is it a sign that appears in us as a result of working in the ten?
The fact that an embryo has no mouth means he's able to neither ask nor receive in a normal way, can't eat and swallow. There are many discernments there. He doesn't have that. Rather, he receives everything directly from the upper degree called womb. In this womb, his spiritual mother develops him, the qualities of Bina, develop him, fill him, care for him, this embryo, and doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't feel, doesn't understand where he is, just like us, relative to the spiritual world. And that's how we develop. Until we become worthy of getting to know the higher degree, and when we are approaching birth. So let us first go through the stages of Ibu. Of gestation. Latin one.
Rav,
thank you, Rav. On the one hand, you just answered to a friend that we must encourage and work inside the ten. And on the other hand, there's the matter of annulment, complete annulment to be zero compared to the ten, before the ten. So what is this operation? Is it physical, internal, mental? Where are the boundaries I have to place for myself? I'm a little confused about it.
I think the most beneficial is if I try to be inside the 10 and I try to be in constant feeling towards the friends of love, that I enjoy the connection between us, that I desire, I wish to warm up this connection, and if I performing these actions of connection, of love, support, and care and concern, if I show them those things, then I go from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. And then I begin to feel that there is indeed such a reality, like the upper force who is before us, who is preparing all the paths, all of our next states, and we have to perform these actions to locate it and connect to it. And here we have the matter of the greatness of the group, the ten, who brings me to the sensation and to the understanding of the greatness of the Creator. And then I begin to receive or accept the greatness of the Creator as the principal thing that can save us in the group, meaning to connect us. And I begin to
по нашей группе мы видим, что эти изменения, которые мы проходим теперь.
In our group, we see that the changes we go through sometimes operate very strongly, even on strong friends. Some friends disconnect, some totally quit. So, what is the importance of quantity at the stage we are in the 10?
The number of people, the quantity is also very important. It's written in the multitude of the people, the greatness of the king. Since if we wish to advance, we cannot receive the greatness of the Creator in small numbers. We won't be able to tolerate it. Rather, the greater the number of people, the easier it is for them to discover the Creator as greater. Yeah, just like when we have to take 100 tons from one place to another. So we need, let's say, 1,000 people to do that. And less than that, we won't be able to carry it. So in the multitude of people, the greatness of the king, the more people are in connection, the more opportunities they have to discover the greatness of the Creator, and that greatness comes between everyone and their integration in one another. And they can discover the Creator in quantity and quality, and most importantly in the quality, the different forms of integration and incorporation. Hence,
again, you must go through 9 months of pregnancy, by which she acquires strength, called desire to bestow. If he sees that something disrupts the desire to bestow, he has the power to repel it. And then he is called delivers a male child. That is, once he has been through the process of months of pregnancy and not in the middle of the work, meaning that as soon as he begins to work, he wants to see the power of bestowal that he has attained. Otherwise, he is angry and says, I have already started the work of sowing, so where are the fruits that I should obtain? Rabbi Yossi explains about it that a woman, from the day she conceives to the day she delivers, has no other word in her mouth but whether her child will be a male. This means that although she has not delivered, she cannot wait and wants to deliver right away.
No, that's how we are, how we see it in corporeality and especially in spirituality. We are impatient. We want to reach as quickly as possible to the force of bestowal. This is the baby that is born. The force of bestowal that we can use practically towards the friends, towards the Creator. And here we have to learn how this force needs to develop in us gradually, and we have to take part in growing it, and this force of bestowal that awakens in us, we have to add various actions on our part, efforts, and then we acquire the force of bestowal. We can work with it, since after all, this embryo is becoming the active part in us towards the environment and toward the Creator, and in this way we develop, meaning not to rush, or where is this force of bestowal, why don't we have it, why is it not born in us, rather it all depends on our efforts. We need to reach a state where the greatness of the Creator will be so great in us that we would be able to receive this force of bestowal in the desire for the greatness of the Creator. What is our womb, after all? It's when I wish to reveal the greatness of the Creator. Inside the greatness of the Creator, I begin to discover my corrected parts. This is the embryo developing in the womb, but the womb in its entirety is the greatness of the Creator.
Rav, acá en el texto estamos hablando de Ibur, Yenika y Mohin, pero en otros
textos... In the text, he speaks about Ibur, Yenika and Mohin, but in other texts we're talking about smallness and greatness, Gatnut, Gadlut. How can we connect these two terms?
No, we're not learning this yet. Ibu, Yenika, and Mohina, conception and suckling and adulthood are the general phases that from here to the end of correction, as well as in each phase, they will have a miniature conception and suckling and adulthood as well. And also infancy and adulthood exist in each and every stage. We'll learn it. Don't be confused with these things. Try to connect what we're saying more to where you are in practice. In practice. And be there in that. In the state you are in today, you should worry mainly about the group, that it will begin to function in such a way that within it you can reveal the force of connection, the force of bestowal, which is the Creator. That's it. To the extent that we reveal it within us, the group becomes like a womb. And the form, the image of the Creator, the force of bestowal that we discover is really the embryo that's growing in it. Then it becomes Partsuf in a state of infancy and then adulthood, etc. But first we have to see to the womb that we have a uterus. Without it, nothing will happen. And that uterus, the womb, is the group. Toronto 2.
We constantly renew the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, because what happens is suddenly it disappears as if it never existed. The ego feels so powerful. I don't know what it is. I have to work on it anew each time.
What is the question?
The question is, when such a feeling comes and you know that you have to reach connection in the 10, but the ego behaves in such a way as if you never felt it like that.
It's great that you feel this way. So out of this, you have to understand that without the group's support, you won't be able to emerge from your ego, ever. But only by organizing the environment, and through it, you connect all the forces, and then you'll be able to break out of your ego. This is how it works. This is why it's written, either company or death, either connection in the 10 or spiritual death, either one.
But this feeling, we have to It will keep repeating, it will keep renewing.
It will be renewed each time on a higher and higher level until you come to the end of correction. But these processes repeat themselves each time, and each time you will have new discernments in them, new flavors.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Ah, Toronto, rega, slicha.
Oh, wait, Toronto. Toronto. Sorry. Toronto.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Не слышно.
Shomim עכשיו?
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Another question. How do I contribute to the womb, practically?
Connection among the friends. The network of connection between you builds the spiritual womb.
ככה זה בלבד.
That's the only way it works. That's what it's about. Afterwards, you'll discover that you are included in another system, which is a higher, more spiritual womb. But this is where you begin.
This thought of coming closer to the Creator should bother a person like a pregnant woman, but he constantly thinks about it.
Yeah.
How to remain in this inner examination constantly in practice?
You help each other as much as you can. Each one in the 10 must think about it more and more until... until we really feel that we are constantly around it, day and night.
What is this atmosphere in the 10 that will cause a person to constantly scrutinize himself? Is he pregnant? Is he developing? Is he advancing?
Let's put it this way. God forbid if the whole 10 has some big trouble happening. So then you'll be thinking about this all the time and not about anything else. You'll have no other problems. This kind of hides the rest of life from you. And it just drives you nuts, this problem, how to solve it. So you can't stop thinking about it, you can't drop it, and you're constantly connected. But we needn't, not out of the trouble, which is something bad. Let's hope the Creator doesn't do this to us. We should do it out of our efforts, out of our appreciation of His greatness, that in the end we want. Because in the end, nothing matters to us but the greatness of the Creator, to be so great in our eyes that He will cover the entire horizon. I don't want to feel anything but that. But everything is on the background of the greatness of the Creator. The greatness of the Creator comes first. It fills all of reality. And then I also want to feel more discernments, which will help me increase the greatness of the Creator even more. Only this.
Yeah, once there's a trouble, of course it's clear, everyone will think.
So it has to be as if you are in trouble, God forbid.
Yeah, but how to create this atmosphere? Because in reality, it's not like that. Sometimes we run away, sometimes...
Envy, lust, and honor. The 10, which the 10 activates on each and every one. That's it. Only in this way, where each one feels this pressure.
Donc, dans l'article, dans le texte précédent, il nous parle
durant
la phase des 9 mois pour savoir si c'est un mal.
Mais he speaks of...
est-ce que cela a un impact d'être impatient?
Chez
He speaks of this sense of impatience during the 9 months of pregnancy. So, is there a parallel to that in the 10? To this impatience, what should be the work relative to the 10, according to the article?
We have to respect the impatience because it pushes us as quickly as possible to achieve connection between us, and by that build the womb correctly and nurture in it, reveal in it the Creator, the embryo, which grows in this way. Basically, what we need to receive in our 10 is the recognition of the greatness of the Creator. The recognition of the greatness of the Creator, which we didn't have before. And we do deliver it, give birth to it, because there was no one before whom to be revealed before. Only in the womb that we build in the group do we create conditions. We see, we nurture a deficiency to be impregnated, to become pregnant and deliver, give birth to the greatness of the Creator between us. Okay? PT 31.
Rav, you mentioned that there are friends who are taking the words we're reading seriously. I want to show my friends that I'm taking these words with utmost seriousness, that it grabs me many times during the day. How to show them this seriousness?
It is written about that too. Call them, talk to them, show them through all kinds of actions, even without words. So it will give them the impression that for you, spiritual development is very important. And spiritual development is mainly approaching recognition of the greatness of the Creator.
Скажите вот такой вопрос, он как бы немножко общий, но с другой стороны.
Thank you, Rav. It's a question. Maybe it's a bit general, but on the other hand.
Ну вот просто разделились на два мнения.
When we discussed this question in the 10, we simply split into positions, 5 versus 4. It works out that historically we have groups, group of Moscow, Peter, New York, and so on. I'm talking about big groups. Whereas now you're moving the emphasis to the work in the 10. And some of the friends are saying, we want to be part of a group. And some friends say, we want to work in the 10.
No,
so this contradiction, this conflict, how to scrutinize it?
Well, Misha, forgive me, but how can we divide between tens and groups? A group could be people from the same place. And a ten is already people who connect in order to build between them a connection of a ten. Say in Moscow, we have what, 8 or more 10s? A group may be one, but what is a group? Now that we don't assemble and gather, and who knows when, if at all, we will gather physically anywhere, what will it give us? Let's say we come to a physical place, so, and we sit there and listen to a lesson. It's still in order to build a spiritual vessel, and for this we need to be the way Kabbalists write for us, to be intense. And a group is just what? Students come to the university. There too you have all kinds of divisions into subgroups. Right? But a group isn't something spiritual. Something spiritual is the 10. So stop, after so many years of working in tens, you are still hanging on to the groups. So what, you got the Moscow group, you have hundreds of people there. What does that give you? that they're all living in the same area. What's important for you is the 10, where you can cancel your ego and connect with the friend's heart and soul. So make up your minds about what to do. I see you're dinosaurs. You're not developing spiritually, hanging on to all kinds of previous, obsolete forms of connection. I don't know what's happening to you. Sometimes I hear such odd things as if people are not going along with us.
That's why I asked. There's this tendency for some of the friends to say that, according to their habit, you know, we simply grew accustomed to it.
If they don't want to, they can go to hell. If they don't want to, I don't need many students. At least one 10 that I can take to where I should. I don't need many people. The rest can get out. Why are you giving me conditions that you see are written in our books? With what intellect? What can you say if Kabbalists write black on white what you need to do? Why are you jumping there? This I don't understand. From where do you get this idea, these notions, these feelings from people who are serious grown-ups, men? Come on, why are you like little kids? No, I don't want to. What do you mean you don't want to? You've got conditions that the Kabbalists who wrote them for us, it's not like they wanted it or not. They just convey to us the laws of the spiritual world, where the one upper force that operates in nature, this is how it becomes revealed. And it too, if you could put it this way, is not free in this way, but it's nature, it's absolute bestowal, which it wants to reveal to us, mandates, behooves that it does, it works this way. There is no question of wanting this or wanting that. We are under laws of nature. If you want it, do it. You don't want it, there's nothing to talk about. I don't even understand why you're asking and talking about it. And why are you staying for another minute, staying in a state where we want the group, not the 10? How can that be? Stay. Sometimes I discover such things. Especially among the Russians, that we want it this way. Who are you? Do you have attainment? Do you understand more than what Kabbalists write for you? Go study elsewhere.
Ну а связь между десятками пока не надо строить, да? То есть как идет, так идет. Только в десятке, правильно?
Shouldn't we build a connection between the tens?
How many times did you hear about me that right now, for the time being, you can't? It's forbidden to connect among the tens because you have no tens. I can't correct you. As far as I'm concerned, just leave me alone and that's it. I'm totally serious. I don't regret anyone who left. I can go look somewhere else. I give what I give. You will not be able to divert me to where you think and be next to me and do opposite or forbidden things. It's not good for you because it's not going to help. We're going to part anyway. If not today, then tomorrow. That's it. You decide if you are close to me or not. But I'm going my way. I have nothing to change here.
Раф, в какво се изразява трудността за развитието на духовния зародиш като желание за
отдаване? В зачеването или в създаването на условия за неговото развитие?
What's the difficulty of developing the spiritual embryos that the Tzar to bestow? The conception or the conditions for its development?
The difficulty is mainly in having to build an environment because it depends entirely on the womb. And this is the first time when it begins to be connected in external conditions, conditions of bestowal, and it has to adjust itself in its structure, in internal structure, to external conditions. When the external conditions of bestowal become revealed, he has to build himself inside as bestowal. And when he builds himself inside, he is basically building out of himself the image of the Creator, the image of bestowal. He builds himself as Adam, man, dome, similar to the Creator. This is why it's written, and the Lord was conceived in me. Rehovot.
Is an embryo when I begin to feel more and more the greatest of the Creator in me?
Yes. Yes, nothing more than that. The greatness of the Creator that I begin to feel is created in me.
We
read in the second excerpt what Rabash writes.
Свойство пробуждения, беременность, тот, кто хочет исполнить, и рождение, когда уже человек исполняет заповедь. Вот что из этого работа десятки,
а что conception is one who wishes to perform the mitzvah and delivery, the birth is when he actually performs it. What do we receive from the Creator and what is up to us?
We must only raise man, the deficiency for connection, the deficiency for the revelation of the force of bestowal, the revelation for adhesion with the force of bestowal. We must only show deficiencies, and from above we will receive the answer, the response to it.
А вот тогда что такое посев? Не очень понятно.
What is this insemination? Is that clear?
It's when we create all the conditions for that desire which we reveal ourselves. A desire for spirituality, for it to grow, we place it each time in the right conditions. As we learned about, for example, the trees on the 9th of Av, the 15th above, we have to give the seed the conditions to grow. And the womb is a group, the quality of bestowal that should.
Chutz, grace for the food and the last water. Love will cover all crimes, meaning love that is of holiness, that is present in the point, covers all the crimes and cancels all the breaking of the heart and all the curses. Again, love will cover all crimes, meaning love that is of holiness, that is present in the point, covers all the crimes and cancels all the breaking of the heart and all the curses. We'll read excerpt number 55 out of Ma'ov V'Shemesh, Tetzaveh portion. It is written in the Midrash about Amalek, which karcha, meaning encountered you along the way, from the word krirut, coolness, meaning he put out their fire of love and chilled it. At first, they were in warmth and excited about loving one another, but Amalek brought them into coolness and chilled their love from loving one another. How did he cool them? Through arrogance and pride. For Amalek has the numerical value of Ram, high, meaning arrogance, haughtiness and pride. The main thing that brings one to love another is by each one being lowly and despicable in his own eyes, always finding faults in everything he does, and seeing the actions of one's friend as very great in his eyes. By this he comes to love his friend and be in unity with him. Conversely, if he is great in his own eyes and feels proud, he naturally sees his friend's faults and by this comes to hate him, since his friend is very lowly in his eyes. Amalek shield Israel from the warmth and excitement the loved one they had. We had a problem in the internet today. Well, he says he finds faults in all his actions and he sees his friend as greater than himself. Listen, is there such a thing? Is this natural to see someone else bigger than me at all in the work?
Yes. Believe me, even beginners who know nothing and don't understand, suddenly you'll start seeing them as greater than you.
In the meantime, I see them all like zeros. I'm so big. Look how they talk. They just speak words. They don't know what they're talking about. It's a terrible feeling seeing them this way.
That's just showing how far you are from spirituality. You're not even getting close.
If I'm in spirituality, I'll see them great.
You'll see how great they are. You'll see how righteous they are. That each and every one, they're angels. And yourself, you're going to see that if there's a person in this world that is wicked, it's only me.
Can I really reach the state of seeing that I'm the zero?
If you think it's worth it for you to see the world in such a way.
Yeah, but how do I come to that, being zero? The ego tells me I'm great.
You, in practice, try to behave towards the friends. You have a 10.
Go ahead. You can see them. A great 10.
So behave towards them as a zero?
Zero?
Yeah.
How is that expressed, that I'm zero? How is that...
Try in each and every moment to think of them, how you organize them more, how you bestow to them more, how you make your relationships in such a way that the force of love will be expressed there more.
I want to ask you a serious question. I really don't feel that. I don't feel to be zero.
Of course not. So what? But do you want it to be like that? Also not. But do you understand that this is what has to be? Yes. So from understanding, what do you do to want it? And then from wanting it, how will you implement it? That is the path.
I should play as if I'm zero?
Of course, just as you act in your life to be great.
And this will really bring me to a point that I feel I'm zero?
Yes, and only that. Only that. Only the exercises we have in the 10.
And who helps me here, the Creator or the friends?
Both. To the extent that's what you want to do with a friend, the Creator will help you. That's called, I dwell amongst my people. You'll see that the Creator is between them.
That's called spirituality? That I'm zero?
Yes, why not?
I thought it's something else.
That's the condition that you discover spirituality, is that you feel yourself in your will to receive, that you're a zero, and you forcefully make a zero of yourself, as Labash writes, and you annul yourself towards the friends. By that, you forcefully draw the light that reforms upon you and reveal the Creator, and then gradually... a correction comes to you.
Meaning, I want to draw the reflected light, the reforming light all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Thanks.
I don't think you have to hear me. You listen to Tzvika from 10 years ago and learn from him.
What was then?
Same thing as today.
No change. So I'm advanced.
No, because you didn't even advance the recognition of evil, not even to the good.
So why is that? For 10 years?
You don't want to listen. Tomorrow, you're going to ask the same thing.
How come? What, am I stupid?
You don't want to accept it inside. You don't want to.
I don't want to accept it inside?
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say the tense? You also said today that people with the tense, their stories, and then you said you don't want to accept it inside. You also talked about it in the beginning of the lesson. What do you mean? Maybe you can open it up a little.
Inside means to put it on your heart so it enters your heart.
How can I do it?
You think about it more and more.
Meaning annulling.
Yes. I used to write it here on my hands, so to not forget it. And then I forget to look at my hand, but still, I wrote it down.
You know that I know, I really try to annul, but someone says like a sentence that's not in the right place, I forget everything and I fall there. That's my thing. I'm a bit irritated, I'm out of it. A bit. I fall. So how can I cause myself not to fall in these holes?
You have to show everybody a good example for a person who is drawn towards unity, because only in that you can reach a connection to the Creator. So give them a...
The blessings on seeing and personal blessings. The vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of the unity. And it depends mainly on man, who is the essence of creation. And as is known, everything depends on him. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to include in unity and peace the vitality, the sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace. Yes, a question about this. In times where people have very different views, socially, politically, and the situation in the country is very tense. In many of our tens, it's hard for friends to rise above it, and there are tensions within the tens.
Why?
It's because they are incapable of rising above the personal views, and it starts going into the relationship in the ten. How can we rise above it? What can you suggest for the friends to be able to rise above their personal views and to increase the connection?
In spirituality, there's nothing but connection. As much as each one is in his will to receive, the personal will to receive, also according to its size or character, according to that, we still say we all have to be connected. In one partzuf, you have 10 qualities. Those 10 qualities are all different from one end to the other. We don't even understand how much, but completely different. What do you have more from Chochmah and Bina? Chesed, Netzach, Gvura, Tiferet, Yesod, Daat. How it's no one resembles the other. If it's a partzuf, if it's 10 people, it's like we have 10 parties. 10 parties. Why is it written love will cover all crimes? On our opinions, on what? What are the crimes? What I think, and what he thinks, and what he thinks. And if these contradictions build distance between us, rejection, then that is called a crime. And then we are obligated to connect above it. And that is specifically in the example that we connect in our groups like that, then the whole world will see itself on the correct correction to connect between everybody above the disturbances, above the differences between each and every one. The world is going into a state that there will be greater and greater contradictions between every parts of the world, between every man and man. Like is written that the dwellers of your home will hate you, in your family, with your wife, with your kids, with relatives, with everyone, every will. You're going to feel that everybody is contradicting one another. You'll see a developed nation, Jews in Israel, each one wants to be the prime minister. He's sure that only he can do it. Soon we'll have 40 parties. In America, it's 2. We have 40. And we have to understand that we have no choice. We have to advance in a way that we don't cancel one another. Also in corporeality, we don't cancel one another. This pluralism, the many opinions, is good. It means that each one is developed, because each one develops from his own point, from his point. I'm looking at each and every one here before me now. I have, let's say, 3,000 parties. Each one thinks that only he's right. And it's not a surprise. We'll get to the fact that it will be that way. And we will understand, I hope we'll understand by our studies, that you need to bow down only towards the Creator. Only towards the Creator, to lower your head, and that's it. But except for that, no, I don't relinquish my opinions, but I have my opinions, you have your own, and each and every one still leaves those opinions, and above them he develops love. Love, even though I hate his opinions, but him I love. That's it. Because the Creator is in him. The Creator is in him. And that is the point I love. That's the point I connect to. And then we get a great aviyut, that each one is coarse and big. And above that, we build connection and love. That's how it is in Gmar Tikkun. That's why we need to study and learn how to hate the other, and above that, to love the other. And one has nothing to do with the other. What does that mean? That hatred is hatred and love is love. That is something special. We will need to develop this between us and explain it to all of humanity. That's why we don't annul each of them. We just want to show them, and they'll need it soon, that love will cover our crimes, and that is the truth. And the middle line. Only in such a way. And the world will need it, because otherwise it is going into doom. And that is something the upper light won't let it happen, but it'll need it, and then it'll listen. And then they'll understand that justice is with us because there's no choice. There's no choice. That's why what you are discovering in all your groups, that there are all kinds of frictions, it's good. But right away, you shouldn't forget and remind each other to cover it with love. Love covers all crimes. Let's maybe prepare materials about that tomorrow and study it. It's very relevant to all of humanity now and also to us, I see. Our problem, what I'm listening, what I'm hearing now, is that groups are getting impressions from the external world. And for me, it's the lower world. And we have to be the upper world above this world. And we're getting impressions from them. How can that be? We have to bestow to them. And it turns out that they're influencing us. That is... we need to finish with that. So tomorrow, let's learn how we cover all